Please rise for the processional hymn, hymn number 5, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through the faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise this day is hymn number 754, Jesus, the Very Thought of You. Be with you and also with you. Let's pray together the prayer of the day. Almighty and ever-living God, throughout time you free the oppressed, heal the sick, and make whole all that you have made. Look with compassion on the world wounded by sin, and by your power restore wholeness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. At this time, we are going to have the, you can come on up, Vic, too. We're going to have the graduates. We have graduation Sunday. So if the three graduates would come up here and their parents would come up here and sit in the bench right there by those quilts, that would be great. Stand up here with me, girl. Right up here. Look at your parents are squishing in a bench. Snuggles. Okay, so we have three lovely young ladies present with us. And first of all, I'm going to have them give a speech, okay? They're like, what? But they're good at that. I know they all are all good at that. So, Annika, tell us what you've been doing.
I've been going to the high school for the last 4 years, and I graduated on Friday. I'm going to Idaho State University to major in social work and gang counseling.
Oh, wait, I have a question.
Oh, yes.
So, what is your, and I hate to say this, what is your dream job / contribution to society?
Probably helping others who struggle in mental health, so counseling.
Oh, for me. Okay, thanks.
I'm the same as Annika. I've gone to American Falls High School the past 4 years, and then I graduated on Friday as well. I'm also going to be attending Idaho State University. I'm going to dance there, and then I'm going to get a degree in business and political science because I want to go to law school after Idaho State.
And so what is your contribution to society?
My contribution to society is I just want to be able to help people as well.
As the rest of them, I've been going to the high school for the past 4 years and graduated Friday. I'm going to ISU in the summer, and then I'm going to CSI in the fall for nursing.
What's your dream contribution? Come on.
A nurse.
A nurse. That's a good contribution. You notice that they can all help us out. Legal work, nursing, medical health. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a great contribution, girls. Okay, now there's a hymn in our hymnal. It's number 732. It's called Born in Cry. You may be familiar with it. We're not going to sing it because Anne said just it. And I know she hadn't, so. But I've often heard this song. And the first part of it goes, I was there to hear your morning cry. Now we think of that as probably God was there to hear the morning cry. But the parents were there to hear the morning cry. And as a congregation of St. John's, we weren't there to hear the morning cry. But we did see these parents bring these three young ladies as tiny little babies into our congregation. So I was there to hear your morning cry. Actually, as we. We'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced, we won't be there when you're old. You'll be helping us to get through old, right? All three of you. We rejoiced the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to serve you well. So that faith, we've seen you in Sunday school. How many Christmas programs have we probably seen you in? Bunches, youth group stuff. We've watched. We've been watching. St. John's has been watching you. But now here, this is the part I never understood, but now I get it. In a blaze of light, you wandered off to find where demons dwell. What's that blaze of light? Don't you see a bright, bright future up here? That blaze of light, you're going to wander off. There'll be demons out there, right? What are you going to always look back to? What's here? Mom and Dad, you're never going to quit watching. I'm probably not going to quit watching. Some of these people might quit watching, but I'm not going to. St. John's is not going to quit watching you girls. But if you need us, remember that, okay? Always come home. Now, your parents are going to grab your quilts, and I tried to turn them around, figure out which one it is. These girls picked quilts. Zoe's is in the middle there, Lacey. And they're going to put them around you. But just know that that quilt is just like this. We will be there. We saw you born, baptized, grow up, really tall. But I'm going to stand up here so I look almost as big. Really tall. And now you're going out to make that impact on the world. Make sure it's something that we'll be proud of. Okay? Thanks, girls. Love you.
Congratulations, girls. We won't make you ever stand up here again like that. The first reading this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12. Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male or female slave or your ox or donkey or any of your livestock or any resident alien in your town, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and in an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. The word of the Lord. The Psalm 81, first 10 verses. We'll read it responsively. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song, sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our festal day. For it is a statute of Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I heard a voice I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were free from the basket. In distress, I rescued you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you in the waters of Meribah, Salah. Hear, O people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. The word of the Lord. The second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 5 through 12. For we do not proclaim ourselves in Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, light will shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying around in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For we who are living are always being handed over to his sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. The word of the Lord. Please rise for the gospel. The gospel for today, the second Sunday of Pentecost, is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? And he said to them, have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? How he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions? Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. Again he entered the synagogue, and a man had a withered hand. They were watching him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, come forward. And then he said to them, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill? But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart. And he said to the man, stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Big shout out to the platform shoes. That was a flash to my past. Yes, good job, ladies. I love that. Word to the wise. You'll pay for it later.
Today's sermon is based on the gospel reading, and it's taken from several authors, ministers, sermons, and notes. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. It's pretty simple. It's straightforward. It's clear. Humans, we're big fans of rules. Rules let us know what we can and cannot do. They guide our decisions. They help us know good and bad. We have rules in business, rules for driving school, rules for the games we play. As a teacher, we were taught every classroom should have their own set of rules. I have a friend who had two or three rules in her English class, which was good because the fewer the rules, the easier classroom management is. She tells a story of one warm spring day she was giving a test to the seniors. The classroom was very full, so she was up walking around watching students. She noticed that one young man appeared to have a denim book bag at his feet, and that it was open. She got closer, she discovered that it was his pants pulled down around his ankles, and he was sitting in boxers. Welcome to education. So she did what most would have done. She sent him to the principal. The principal sent him back, and without punishment, because she didn't have a rule about keeping your pants on. The state of Idaho, as of July 1, 2024, will have 200 new laws that go into effect. As silly as that sounds, as soon as they go into effect, some lawyer, some accountant, some person somewhere will be looking for a loophole. The Pharisees spend their life studying, teaching, writing, and enforcing 613 laws. The Ten Commandments are part of those 613. How did they get to 613? Well, by the time Jesus was walking on the earth, there were 39 categories just defining work: caring, burning, writing, erasing, cooking, washing, sewing, etc., etc. Remember my friend without the rule about keeping your pants on? Well, she started writing rules for most everything that happened in her classroom, mostly for fun, but also to show the administration how ridiculous they were being. She didn't get to 613, but she did have quite a few, and it was a topic of conversation in her classes of seniors. So let us return to the for today. Jesus and his disciples were walking through the field. The disciples were breaking off a few heads of grain and eating them, which was permissible 6 days of the week, just not on the Sabbath. The Pharisees were quick to catch the disciples, and Jesus and they immediately challenged him and said it was not lawful. Jesus does what he always does. He quickly asks them if they've ever read about David and his men when they ate the bread of the presence. He further stated that Sabbath was made for man, not man for Sabbath. Soon after the grain fiasco, Jesus enters the synagogue and sees a man with a withered hand. Jesus asks right off, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or harm? To save a life or to kill? Stretch out your hand, and with that, Jesus heals him. The Pharisees are watching him, and they're off to plot his demise. So why then? Jesus could have waited till sundown, but he didn't. I think he healed the man to make a point, first to the Pharisees, but more importantly, to us here today. The Sabbath is a gift from God, first to Adam and Eve. He created them on the sixth day, and then on the seventh, they rested. I really don't think God needed to rest, nor did Adam. I think he gave us the first example of rest for man, setting aside one day each week to rest from our work. I think Jesus also is telling us to be careful not to get so tangled up in following the rules that we miss the greater principle. The laws and rules are important, but they won't give your life purpose and love. A relationship can't be reduced to a checklist, and an iPhone can't satisfy an empty heart. So how do we accomplish keeping the Sabbath without getting sent to the principal? And what if your spirit isn't always terribly renewed by Sundays and worship? How holy if we're doing it because we have to? Barbara Brown Taylor asks, quote, what do you value more than rest? If you don't know, or you think you do know, check your bank statement. See what you invest in most heavily. Look at your calendar. What gets the lion's share of your time? When it comes time to rest or pray or wait on the Lord, what gets in the way? End quote. Again, Sabbath rest is a gift from God, and it was never intended to be a burden. So how do we navigate through the third commandment? Well, to start, we make to rest from your work. We aren't designed to run nonstop. And then guard that time carefully. Our world doesn't function on a Sabbath principle. It's easy to think you'll fall behind if you take time off. Next, make time to be grateful and tell God thank you. And last, make time to do something good for yourself and those you love. I have two fond memories of my father on two Sunday afternoons. One, this is when we were out to the farm, he said, let's go for a snowmobile ride. So we jumped on the machines and took off. And sure enough, a coyote popped up. And it was the end of the day to chase him down, run him down, and run him over. And it was quite difficult with the wheel lines, because they were smart enough to cross to the other side. So he was working one side and I was the other. It didn't take very long for me to suddenly think, I think I feel sorry for the coyote. And so I stopped. He came up to me, pulled his machine up to me, and he goes, you feel bad for the coyote, don't you? Yes, I do. The second memory is he and I, on a Sunday afternoon, he decided we would take a motorcycle ride out to the ice caves. I have no idea what possessed him to do that. We jumped on motorcycles, they were skis, and we went out about halfway, and we got out there about halfway and stopped, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and we're covered from dirt from head to toe because it was, summer, and it was hot and such, and he goes, isn't this fun? Yeah. Needless to say, church isn't the only place where holy happens. Spiritual moments can occur at any moment, at any place, to anyone. I'll have those memories of my father forever. Take a walk, have a nap, read a book, play in the water, watch a game, take a drive, but be grateful. Every once in a while, take a look to the sky and whisper to God, thank you. You don't have to feel guilty taking a rest. Even if you spend one whole day being good for nothing, God will still love you. And every so often, if you start your day of rest by attending church, well, it's win-win. We are the generation being called CEOO by ministers. Christmas, Easter, on occasion. Our grandfathers called it Sabbath, our fathers called it Sunday, and we call it the weekend. So let us rest. Amen.
Okay, the hymn of the day is hymn number 521. O day of rest. Wow. O day of rest. Please rise for the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. Third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We come before the triune God to pray for ourselves and our world. Guide your church to expressions of faith that bring rest and release. Teach your faithful people to be attentive to the spiritual, physical, and societal weariness of our neighbors, that we proclaim your grace through tangible acts of mercy and justice. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Keep us mindful of the rhythms of nature as the days lengthen and the season shifts towards summer. Grant relief to areas facing flooding or drought, and bring favorable weather for the flourishing of crops, gardens, and orchards. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Where there is affliction in the world, bring healing. Where world leaders are perplexed, bring clarity of vision. Give a spirit of discernment to political advisors, institutional researchers, economic analysts, and all vocations that inform the work of governments and policymakers, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Provide wholeness and respite to all who are weary, those who struggle in any way, and those who care for them, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Strengthen first responders and healthcare workers in their times of exhaustion or frustration. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Stir our hearts towards abundant generosity among neighbors who experience hunger and food insecurity. Bless feeding ministries and community food efforts, especially community gardens, farmers markets, food pantries, and little free pantries. Open both our hearts and tables. Merciful God, receive our prayer. We remember the communion of saints whose lives made visible the saving life of Jesus Christ. God, for example, to embody the treasure of your love for the sake of our world, until we come to our final rest in you. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Receive our prayers, O God, and come quickly to our aid through the power of the Spirit and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all, and also with you. Please join in the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the second Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or broadcast. Happy birthday today to Jerry Bauer. Happy birthday this week to Debbie Sims, Claire Marie Horton, Bruce Winder, Pat Lute, Kim Kendall, Stacy Rabin, Todd Kendall, Alexis Moldenauer, and Eric Paulson. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin
or corrections to the ones that are found there? Okay, offering will be collected at this time. Please rise for the offering hymn, hymn number 182, Let the Vineyards. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered, feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now the benediction, and we will sing the threefold Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Our recessional hymn, 712, Lord, whose love in humble service.
in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.